بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. This is the end of the chapter regarding when we hear the Adhan and the great fadail that has been promised for the one who will repeat to what he hears. So in explaining this here, there will be certain ahadith we will translate with a little explanation. Those are ahadith which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the fadilat of the muadhin. And normally it will not really relate with all of us, because the person will think that I am never going to be a muadhin. However, at the end of the chapter then, the narration will come where Sahabi radiallahu anhu complains that the muadhin has gone ahead so far, because there was so much in the adhan, so much of virtue. Like, where will we ever reach the muadhin? And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this wording, that if you can't be the muadhin, then all you will have to do is repeat what the muadhin says. And you will then get what he has been promised. So we will narrate these ahadith regarding the muadhin. And ulama have mentioned, aslan the reward was for him. But because it was known that every person cannot be a muadhin, so in the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this ummah many things were made like bonus points. This was one bonus. The muadhin got a lot of ihtimam he has to make. For which reason Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-imamu damin. The imam, he takes responsibility of the salah. He said, but as for the muadhin, he's mu'taman. People have trusted him. People have trusted him, meaning he has to make sure when he gives that maghrib adhan, this time is right. In the era where the clock is now there, it's much easier. But otherwise he had to make sure that no one's fast is broken before time. He had to wake up before everyone wakes up. He had to always be keeping a look on the sky. For everyone else, they were relaxed. We put our trust on the muadhin. The one who will get the bonus points, that just say what the muadhin is saying and Allah will give you what has been promised, that's called bonus-like. Because that individual doesn't have to worry about keeping an eye on the sky, waking up earlier, being edgy. Everyone in the madrasa knows when you are a muadhin how it is. Some of the students, that day when they have to give fajr adhan the next morning, it's a very hard, like, pressure. I remember when we were in madrasa, there was one student he had a nature to be naughty. So in his room now it was the adhan time. So everyone is like, edgy, I must wake up. What if I don't wake up? You'll wake me up. So what he did is, the clock that was set now to wake up this person, he turned it. He made it 1 hour earlier. And then 1 hour earlier, it was 3 o'clock or 3:30 now, the thing started ringing. And he also jumped up at the person and said, hey, you late. And this poor person, the way he had a watch on his hand, but he never had like the thought to even look at it, because I'm late. Make the adhan without wuzu. You don't worry, just go. Then you late. So he's looking at the clock and it's so dark, but like everyone else is fast asleep. He quickly put on the light and he said, go. And then the person looked at the wall. So on the wall there was a clock also, but now that clock was showing 3:30. And he's saying, is it 3:30? And this person says, I forgot to take out that clock. So he just said, that thing is wrong. Just go. And that person ran. And now he's running, and as he's running, it's so dark. Lucky they caught him before he started the adhan. Others will have to hajjud adhan. Wherever they caught him, then they stopped him. And then he was not amused at all. And he came back. So sometimes you have like that fikr of the muadhin. He has that fikr all the time. But the one who was told, you just have to say what the Mu'adhin said, you'll get his reward. That's like a very big thing. Different rewards that were promised for the Mu'adhin mentioned in the Ahadith. The famous was the one who will give Adhan for 7 years. مَنْ أَذَّنَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ مُحْتَسِبًا. For 7 years who will give the Adhan with the hope of reward. So some said 7 means 7. But there is a stronger narration which brings the number to about 12 years. So many a time in the Arabic language, 7 means several. For several years who will give the Adhan. مَنْ أَذَّنَ سِنْتَيْ عَشْرَةَ سَنَةً. For 12 years whoever will give the Adhan, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Paradise will be lazim, farz for him. In lieu of his adhan, fi kulli yawmin, every day he will be given sittun hasanatan. 70 unique rewards which are not for anybody else. Wa li kulli iqamatin thalasoon hasana. For every iqama there will be 30. So that's 12 years, whoever can give it with that ihtisab. So normally a person to be the muadhin for 12 years is not an easy thing, especially in our era. With the chance to be the Mu'adhin got to do what, are you ready to take a permanent job? In the past it was not like that. In the past where you had the masjid, and many a person won't understand it because we grew up in an environment where the Mu'adhin was understood as the one who cleans the masjid also. So when we grew up, at that time they used to call him Bangi. Bangi Sahab. Then Allah's Fadl ulama made a change in that. They said this is not right because the Bangi was known in Hindustan, in Pakistan, as the person where there was dirt gathering. They call it the night soil, the dirt of istinja. Then the next day the person would come and he would gather it, he would push it into one packet or into one box and he would take it away. His job was that. And normally such a person is going around saying, I need a job. So say, you want to be muadhin, look after the masjid, clean the masjid. So it became like known in that countries. That the Mu'adhin is the one who looks after the masjid, and same, he gives adhan. And then when South Africa, in many things, Allah blessed the people of South Africa, they made kamal, like, they were unique. And there were always those things where you were going to make errors. One error was made in this country where the Mu'adhin was also given the job of you, the cleaner of the masjid, and also give the adhan. Because of which the name of the Mu'adhin also took Bangi. Then ulama at that time when we were small, I remember they came and they said, you cannot call the Mu'adhin this. This is below his, this is a Mu'adhin. So after a little effort and that name went away. Now it's called Mu'adhin. But the work remained. And as long as the work remains, that amount of izzat and honor, it will still never be given to the Mu'adhin. In recent times, by Allah's Fadl, there are those mutawallis who understood that a Mu'adhin, Imam Shafi rahimullah would say that I will prefer to be a muadhin even more than an imam. He said because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the imam is responsible, dhamin. He said as for the muadhin, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, Allahumma ghfir lil muadhin. And if he makes a mistake, he was a man of amanat, you forgive him. So he said the muadhin got the dua already, maghfirat lak. Even if I make a mistake, he said, I'll take the adhan. The scholars are ikhtilaf, that who's greater, the muadhin or the imam. That ikhtilaf that they had, although normally we will say, no, the imam is greater. The fact they had that ikhtilaf was to show that between the muadhin and the imam, the fadail of each one was so much, they had to decide now who's better. So there are those towns, and may Allah make it, it happens in a bigger manner, that where they take out money to pay for the imam, they say the muadhin must get that salary also. So normally the people of the town will say, you can't pay the muadhin so much. So then they give the muadhin some other job. And it's very easy to find other jobs. You choose a muadhin who's a very good qari of Quran. Because the purpose of the adhan is in a loud, beautiful voice, Allah's name must be taken in the town. So they find a beautiful qari. And they say, we want you to teach hifz in this masjid. You the teacher, the muallim. And we want you to be the muadhin of the masjid. And we want you to oversee the cleaning of the masjid. Oversee the cleaning means there will be cleaners coming in. Your job is you in charge. You the muntazim of the masjid. You don't have a low job. You are the man of the masjid. You are a muazzin. When Allah Tabarak Ta'ala gave so much honor, the law is, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. Whoever will show honor to that which has been given honor because it's linked to Allah. Let's call it a shi'ar. فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So because when we grew up, the law, the job of the muazzin was regarded as the one who got no job. Like, it wasn't like a person graduated from the madrasa and they asked you, what you thinking of doing? He said, I'm looking for a place where I can be a muazzin. Because it will be understood that's like a low job. But if it could just change, just think about it, even the imam will come a little late. But the muazzin will never be late. The imam might miss his sunnats because he gets there takbir e-ula. But the muazzin will never miss his sunnats also. Because after he'll give the adhan, he'll be the first person in the masjid. Man adhana 7 years, if he can give with ihtisab adhan, kutiba lahu bara'atun minan nar. His salvation from the fire has been written for him. One narration it comes, Imam Tabrani has narrated, al muadhinul muhtasib kashahidil mutashahhit. The muadhin who with the hope of reward continued giving the adhan is like the one who is martyred and you find him covered in blood. Al-mutashahhit fi damihi. Idha mata lam yudawwad fi qabrihi. When he will die, insects will not enter into his grave. That is the martyr. But the man who could give the adhan with that ihtisab. Again, we mentioned that we're going to think, but now me to become a muazzin for 12 years, it's not an easy thing. The end of the chapter when they said, but the muazzin is gone so far. So Nabi Sallallahu said, no problem. You just reply to the muazzin. And Allah will give you what has been promised to him. Nabi Sallallahu speaking of the virtue of the muazzin. He said, Al-muazzinu yughfaru lahu mada sawtihi. The muazzin will be forgiven as far as his voice reaches. So now to think, now what does this mean? Like, forgiveness is for his sins. So what does it mean? As far as his voice reaches, he'll be forgiven. So some ulama have explained, لَهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ طَوِيلَةٌ عَرِيدَةٌ, that the amount of mercy that will come covering him, if you had to put it on your scale to measure how much of mercy, Tawila, arida, then you will find that if you were to measure from where he's called the adhan to where his voice reached, that amount of place now, that mercy is covering that amount of area. Some have said like this. Some have explained, yughfaru li ajlihi. What the hadith meant was, because of him, as far as his voice will go, kullu man sami'a sawtahu. فَحَضَرَ لِلصَّلَاةِ, whoever will hear his voice, and they will present themselves for the salah because of his call, then their forgiveness will be لِأَجْلِهِ. So he will be the cause of the forgiveness of all of those people as far as his voice will go. And others have given other meaning. So this wording, forgiveness will be written for him as far as his voice will go. This is the muadhin. يَشْهَدُ لَهُ كُلُّ رَتْبٍ وَيَابِسٍ. Everything that we call alive, and everything that the world calls, like this is matter, which has no life, dry, is that everything will be witness for him. Then the one who will hear his adhan, his nida, that person will say, let's go masjid. And we all know that the reward of the person who performs salah in the masjid, wa jamaat, wa shahidu salah, يُكْتَبُ لَهُ خَمْسُ وَعِشْرُونَ صَلَاةً. The one who will come now for the salah, he heard the adhan, he came. The narration said 25 to 27 times more reward he will get for his salah. وَيُكَفَّرُ عَنْهُمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And between two adhans, whatever sins had to happen, it will be forgiven. For who? For the man who comes for the salah, and maybe for the muadhin. So first it mentioned, as far as his voice will go, maghfirat is written, tawila, arida, huge amount of mercy. Second is mentioned, every living and what we will call non-living thing will bear witness for him. Then the third part now. The third part had nothing to do with the muadzin. It said the one who will come for the salah, he is going to get 25 to 27 times more because he read salah with jamaat. And then that end of the narration in one wording, وَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ مَنْ صَلَّى. And as for the muadzin, he will get the reward of whoever read salah in that masjid. So everyone who will be coming will be getting his 25 to 27 times. And as for the muadzin who's in the front, he is going to get mithlu ajri man sallah. So if they're all getting their 25, 27, 25, 27, and he's walking out with a huge amount. That amount also the world would have said, where will I ever be able to get it, but I can't be a muadzin. So the end of the narration, as long as you say what he has said, Allah will give it to you somehow. And by Allah, the treasures of Allah have no, like, lock on it. Opens up lots. But it is just when the adhan goes, majority of us, we fall in negligence. So the body says, I got 5 minutes to get there, but we forget this reward. The ijaba, the acceptance with the body is going to take place. But the amount of reward that's going to be given, door of the sky is opened, why don't you make dua? The door of intercession opens up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ثِنْتَانِ لَا تُرَدَّانِ. Two things will never be pushed away. الدُّعَاءُ إِنْدَ النِّدَى. When the adhan is taking place, that's the time to make dua. Which we spoke of the other day, the sky is open. But you don't make it when the adhan is taking place, you just hold yourself. And you reply to the muazzin, reply to the muazzin. And at the end of the adhan, you read, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama wa samala wading. Allah's special attention now turns towards you, especially if you make any durood at that time. The easiest one was La ilaha illallah. Then you just said Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's special attention. And then it was told, now ask. Whatever you will ask. So one is at the time of the adhan, the dua. And the second is وَعِنْدَ الْبَعْسِ حِينَ يُلْحِمُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. At the time when the battle is on its heat, everyone is in the enemy. That one is a hard time. You don't know whether you're going to come out alive. At that time you told a person, I hope you remember to make dua. He said, you're going to remember at such a time. The sword is above me. At that time if a man makes dua, you'll say, that was really like to make dua at such a time. Where will Allah ever make rad? But this time when the adhan is going, this time there's nothing really hard. It is just that the devil himself becomes involved in other things during the adhan. And he tries to get man also to be involved in other things. So that the adhan will not be given. So the narration comes at the ending. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma narrates. He says, قَالَ رَجُلٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. A man said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْمُؤَذِّنِينَ يَفْضُلُونَنَا. Indeed, the muadzins have gained fadilat, greatness, virtue over all of us. The tallest of necks on the day of Qiyamah, meaning closest to Allah. The most hope in everyone, it will be with the muadzins on that day. The dua of their maghfirat already in this world, Allahumma ghfir lil muadzin. The promise that everywhere your voice will go, you'll be heard, everything will intercede for you. The promise whoever comes to the salah after hearing your call, his reward will also come for you. If you can give it for 12 years with ihtisab, then Allah has made your Jannah compulsory for you. So much. He said, indeed, the muazzins have gone very far away from us. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قُلْ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ. All I need for you to do is say exactly as the muazzins are saying. And Allah will give it to you. Meaning then the muazzin will not beat you. فَإِذَا انْتَهَيْتَ. And then when you have repeated what the muadzin has said and you ended, you reach the end. فَسَلْ. Now is the time to ask. تُعْطَ. And Allah will definitely give you. So if you feel that the muadzin got it all, you are مُسْتَجَابُ الدُّعَى. All you have to do is say as the muadzin said, and Allah will give it to you. And at that time the skies are open. وَإِذَا إِن تَهَيْتَ فَسَلْ تُعْطَى. Now is the time to ask and Allah will give. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless every one of us. This was a unique chapter of an issue which majority of the people in the world, when the adhan takes place, at least the first adhan we hear. Many a place, so many adhans takes place that the man says, if I keep quiet with all, I won't be talking. So the first adhan, just for this year, this is my dhikr for the day. This is my tajdeed of my iman. This is my guarantee of intercession. This is my time of dua. This is the gathering of so many rewards that were promised to the poor muadhin, who had to make so much of ihtiyat to give the adhan at the right time. And for me, I was just told, even while walking, just repeat to the muadhin. So much was put in man's hands. All it had to do was that the mind had to be there. بِقَلْبٍ, with his heart, he gave jawab to the muadhin. And everything was done. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.